Hey, son of a boy, dad listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Son of a Boy Dad. It is Tuesday, June 22nd. I am here, Lil Sass, with my co-host, Adam Ferrone.
Yes, sir. Shout out to our sponsors, Body Armor Water, the Barstool Sportsbook, and Four Hymns. Are you too young to be getting boners? Because Four Hymns will just give you one anyway.
Four Hymns, the reverse Viagra for when you constantly are getting boners and need to have them pushed away.
It dissolves your boner.
That would actually be a good idea.
A boner suppressant?
When I was younger, I used to get boners all the time. When you're in like eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just really horny. And I used to Google like how to get it to go away. There's no solutions. There's no solutions.
You were jerking off and your boner persisted through your jerk.
There's
off.
Literally like when you're that young, there's nothing you can do. But also at the same time, my dick was really small, so like even I don't think anyone would even know if I had a boner. Like I could like stand up wearing khakis and no one would know.
It was fully at a 90-degree angle from your body and no one didn't even pleat your pants.
It just looked like the zipper part of the khakis.
Are you saying that your like cloud of pubes over your dick was holding more weight of your pants than the erect penis underneath it?
Probably. I didn't even have pubes until like I was a late bloomer. Late bloomer when it comes to the pube game.
Did it happen to your armpits first or did it
just... I definitely had armpit hair way before I had pubes. I had bald pubes until I was in like 10th grade. There's not a single stitch of hair. I remember I had like one ball hair for a while, you know, and you just get one, and I used to cut it with nail clippers.
Was it like the thickness of a regular hair or was it just like
it was just one thin black hair.
Yeah, just...
And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Like that it was growing out or that you didn't have more of them?
That I didn't have more. I thought I was just always going to have one single pube.
I remember there was a fucking kid in sixth grade who was putting deodorant on his armpits. And he was like the first person I saw that had hairy armpits. This kid, I mean, he was 5'6" and he could dunk. He was obviously progressing at a faster rate. But
yeah.
It's jarring when you find out that people are fucking sprinkling hair on their bodies.
Yeah.
It's
because I remember I was in like 10th grade, like again, I didn't have any pubes. And this one kid that I was friends with, we were walking home from school and I remember he showed me his pubes. Like the two kids that I was with were looking at their pubes and they had like dad bushes. And I was just bald.
And did they pressure you to show yours or like you were asking them to show theirs and you just changed the subject when it was your turn?
I was like, dude, I'm not going to fucking do that.
You guys are gay. Yeah. I prove that you guys are gay. My first pube grew out of the tip of my dick like a rose growing through the crack of like of the pavement.
Ew, that would be so fucking gross.
It was just like slithered out of like the top of my dick and I had no other pubes and it just like split my dick hole.
Like Timothy Green.
Yeah, like Timothy Green.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No. Is it about a kid whose pube grows?
No, Timothy Green's the movie where the kid has the leaves that grow out of his ankles.
What?
But it's like
Is it a Disney Channel original?
His parents planted him. His parents like couldn't have kids. So one night they got like drunk and they took a shoebox and they wrote down a bunch of qualities that their child would have. And then they threw it in a box and buried it. And then one night the box got struck by lightning and the kid came to life.
Sounds like the dad was jerking off in a flower pot like Harvey Weinstein. The Harvey Weinstein story. I bet Harvey Weinstein produced it. He was probably just trying to normalize people jerking off in flower pots.
Probably, yeah.
Well, how was the seed planted? Just their like letter was all that their wish?
That's all. It was the magic. That's all they needed. I saw that movie when I was younger. I was probably in like seventh grade or so and someone set off firecrackers in the theater.
No way.
Yeah, I was with
my mom.
So
you thought that someone was, you thought there was a theater shooting?
We thought I was getting shot up.
Shut the fuck up.
It was two girls that did
not
it.
Funny.
Not fucking
not funny,
funny
ladies.
That shit's not funny.
Okay, don't fucking cry fucking fire in a movie theater. That's not funny 101.
It was crazy. I just remember smelling smoke and everyone's like running.
Did you protect your mom? Were you ready to be a man at that point in your life?
No, I was young.
So she was protecting
that
you.
That was one of my two active shooting scares. Have I ever told you the story about the other one? Did we talk about it on the podcast? Because if we did, that would make for
a horrible retelling. I don't think we. I don't remember
the story where I got dropped off at school during the lockdown.
No.
All right. Well, I was
definitely not. I would have remembered your.
I was in eighth grade, or I was a sophomore in high school, and I got dropped off at school, and there was two sides of our school. So one side was like the high school side and one side was the middle school side. And if you were getting dropped off, you got dropped off on the middle school side, like everyone did. And you would just walk down to the high school side if you were in high school.
Right.
And I didn't have my license until I was a junior. So my mom would drive me and my two little sisters to school. And
you had to wait until you got pubes to get your license.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
They wouldn't let me get them because I didn't have any pubes. And so we get dropped off and we're like walking in, and I, at this point, it's like no one else my age is getting dropped off for school by their parents still. Like most of the kids were getting rides from like
older. It was a bitch made move.
Yeah, most of the kids were getting rides from like older siblings and stuff.
Older kids at school probably.
Yeah, exactly. Friends. Exactly. But not me. I got dropped off by my mom. And so we go in, we walk into school, and there's a lockdown alarm going on, which means like there's basically that just means that there's someone shooting up the school.
Had the alarm ever gone off before?
No, we just did drills of it all the time.
And it was actually going off.
It was actually going off. And teachers are running around. I literally witnessed the principal of the school take a kid and throw him into the cafeteria and like slam the door.
Oh, maybe you did tell this because that sounded familiar.
Did I say it on the podcast?
Do you know Owen?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Either.
Yeah. Might have been in the Kansas City episode.
Maybe.
The
forgotten Kansas City episode. Where, I mean, if the people clamor for it, we can give it to them. We can release it on a rainy day.
And yeah, so there's the principal throws a kid into the cafeteria, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then he's like, everybody get to a room. And so I'm like, we're all sprinting up the stairs. But keep in mind, I'm on the middle school side. So I'm like 16 and I'm with a bunch of like 10-year-olds, and we're all they're literally like, I'm running as fast as I can, and they're literally at like my waist, and then I'm like, and then for a second I was like, oh, they all think that I'm the shooter.
Definitely.
It's just me and a crowd of 10-year-olds, and we're all sprinting into a classroom,
and you're kind of school shooter presenting anyway.
I was back then too. That was back when I was like listening to all like Suicide Boys and Puya.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
You were definitely on like the school's watch
list.
Yeah. They probably saw you coming to the middle school side and pulled the alarm.
And then like, so I'm sprinting with these kids and everyone's going crazy. Everyone's screaming. And then we got into a classroom and we're all hiding. And then all of a sudden the principal came over and he was like, sorry, that was a false alarm. Which I don't really know how
it's the pretty fuck hard is to that a false
up.
Alarm?
It's pretty hard to fuck up a false alarm with. Like, it's either someone is shooting people or they're not.
Oh, he was just playing basketball. Like, what the fuck are you mistaking for someone, for an active shooter running around a school?
No, I really don't know. But yeah, that was a...
Was it traumatic for you?
It wasn't very traumatic for me. It was more just like a... It was a funny story.
Which one was a scarier experience?
Probably the movie theater one,
because you just heard the,
that one.
You actually heard the shots.
We literally thought we were like dodging bullets. I mean, it's not every day where there's firecrackers just exploding in the movie theater.
No, it's extremely fucked.
Yeah.
It
was like two teenage girls.
You don't think of girls as ever doing that. Actually, has there ever been a girl school shooter?
I don't think so. No, I think there was one who tried to shoot up the White House, but like she like got shot in the head or something before she made it in.
You're talking about the woman who stormed the Capitol?
Was it that it?
Yeah.
She like drove her car. She was like with her baby too.
A girl tried to. I know a girl
she
tried to
strap the baby
Capitol.
Up with an AK.
Dude, but that just shows how much us guys have to go through. Like,
I know
women have such great pieces.
They have it
of
so
mind.
Much. They don't have to shoot up anything, and we have to do all the hard work.
Exactly, it's bullshit. They never are, or they're never even getting put on watch lists. They're not suspected of it. They don't do it because they don't have enough stress in their life.
Exactly,
it's the young men that are going through it. Sexually deprived young men.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear like kids in high school shooting up a school because like they're not getting pussy, it's like. Dude, like, no one's getting pussy in high school.
No.
Like, just fucking wait. Like, it has nothing to do with, like,
it
you being
be
an incel.
It would be cool if, like, school shooters became the new, like, jocks. Yeah, dude, I
How so? like the cool kids or, like, the girls, like...
Like, the girls all... Dude, I'm so sick of playing football. Like, I don't even get any puss. All the school shooters are taking all of it.
They're getting all the puss.
Girls love school shooters these days.
I just have to present as a school shooter.
Just kidding. We don't condone school shootings or
but,
school shooters.
But if school shooters
play
are-
a fucking sport, bitch. Man
actually,
up.
No one on the soccer team's ever school shot.
No, exactly. No one on the football team either because they're getting too much puss.
But I think that there is like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, like get some pussy for these kids before they shoot up a school type of
there
thing.
There should be. It should be like a type of thing where you just go to the hospital and you just get fucked.
Once,
like, well, I guess there is something to live for.
Subsidizing sex workers so kids can fuck. Like once sex work becomes illegal in the United States, like there should be a certain amount of them that are fucking at-risk students who, like, might be on a watch list.
Yeah, yeah.
People who, like, Googled certain things.
Were you from Philly, like, in the city, or are you from outside of the city?
I went to high school in the city, but I lived in, like, Delco, like, right outside the city.
So, like, you were in, like, was your school big?
It was a big school, and it was in the hood.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking, because, like, the city makes sense.
We heard there was like one day where we heard like gunshots outside the school.
So we had a bunch of threats at our school all
really?
The time. Not really,
who was threatening?
Not so much when I was in high school, more so when I was in middle school and elementary school. There would constantly be like bomb threats. I remember one time my best friend at the time when I was in like second grade or something, his neighbor who we would always hang out with, he like went to the bathroom during school and just the trash can was on fire.
What the fuck?
Some kid just lit the trash can on fire.
Where?
And we would always be getting I remember one time I was at the library and we had to get evacuated because some kid had like a knife threat, which I don't even know how that happens.
Was your school good at sports? Because it seems like your school is known for like the freaks. Like your school might have been the situation where like the school shooters were the jocks.
No, we were really good at lacrosse and football.
Did the lacrosse players ever just wear like trench coats to like fit in? Just so they seemed like they had
quite.
Like clout around the school.
Not quite. I always thought it would be a funny. Well, probably not.
Yeah, it would. Yes, it would.
I thought it'd be a funny video idea to wear a trench coat into the office and see if anyone says anything.
Present as a school shooter.
Acknowledge it. Just come in with a massive leather trench coat on
and like sunglasses.
Yeah,
people would definitely
What's
think
up, guys?
It was up. But it's also bullshit that they've like co-opted trench coats as like no one even can wear trench coats anymore.
No, definitely not. And actually, there was a kid at my college who would wear a trench coat and I fucking hated it. It would make me so uncomfortable.
Because you got spooks.
I literally texted my mom and I was like, this kid wears a trench coat. It would be like 90 degrees out and he'd be walking around in a black leather trench coat.
Maybe
it's
he's
like,
just
dude,
self-conscious about his legs. Maybe he
no,
didn't like his
wear,
body.
He'd wear like shorts with it.
That's what I mean. He's wearing shorts so he could be cool, but he doesn't want to like, maybe he has weird knees.
Was actually something that it would like genuinely make me mad. I would be like, dude, just take that fucking thing off. Like, you're scaring everybody here. When we're all in the cab, when we're all in like this is the dining hall eating dinner, and then all of a sudden some kid just walks in with a massive trench coat on. It's like, oh, here we go.
Just on edge.
Yeah.
You should have school shot him for looking like a school shooter. You should have preemptively.
Self-defense.
It was self-defense.
Trench coats aren't acceptable in 2021.
It's not. But I mean, there are like long coats. Long coats had a year this past year. I don't know how much you follow the.
In the city, they definitely do.
In the city, for sure.
If you go up into like Central Park, all the girls are wearing long leather jackets.
Or that one account where the guy's like always taking pictures of people on like Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg. You know what I'm talking about?
No, not
the guy's
at all.
Always snapping photos.
TikTok, like a TikTok account. Thing?
I know he's in your algorithm, Owen.
I'm not on TikTok, bro. You know this.
Stop lying.
I haven't had it on my phone in like over 3 months.
So how do you post videos to it? How have you been posting
videos?
Videos
from desktop.
And you just think of it as a time suck that just sucks too much of your time?
It ruins my life.
Why?
Literally.
Because you can't put it down?
I can't put it down, and I'm just like, I get like so mad while I'm on. I'm like, I hate the comments. I hate the content on it. Like,
because you're just spending time on the things you hate.
I mean, it's like
you need more music. That's where the goodness is.
You consistently see the exact same video with the exact same, like you'll scroll like 5 times and 3 of those videos will be the exact same thing. Like the exact same thing.
But that's the point. I think that's the point of the algorithm.
But it's so dumb. Like I can't enjoy that at all. And I used to get mad. I used to be like, oh, like you're stealing this. I already saw this before. But then I was just like, oh, that's just like what TikTok is.
What about finding new restaurants or finding a new workout routine or finding
No, the workout routines on TikTok are so dumb.
Shut up, dude. You're fucking jacked right now from the workout routines. There's no chance that
they don't like, all you got to do is just normal compound movements. Like they do. They'll be like great curl exercise. And they'll have like this will be like the barbell and they'll be like,
make an S curve out of
it. Yeah, they're like swinging their hands around. This is great to work the entire bicep at once. It's like that you're gonna explode your shoulder doing that.
All of your heroes and all of the heroes of our day are on there, and they're gonna be on there. If you want to know anything about the celebrities of tomorrow, that's where they're at right now.
Also, what pisses me off is when a celebrity, like an A-list celebrity, will go on TikTok, and then all the replies are like D-list celebrity TikTokers who are all like commenting, and they're like, oh my god, Will Smith, so glad you're on this app. Like they're like
thinking that
buddies.
There's going to be an interaction.
Yeah, when then there usually is too, which is the worst part
because there's somebody running it.
Yeah, or like then all of a sudden they're in Jason Derulo's house the next day
with a shirt that's changing colors. Derulo is such a fucking beast, bro.
Did he quit TikTok? I haven't seen his TikToks in a while.
No, you deleted the app.
But he was like big.
I haven't seen him in 3.5 months.
Like that saved his career in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, now he has like he probably has multiple songs in the top 200.
It definitely did. And he was a beast on TikTok.
Yeah, he was.
He was on that battle rap show that I wrote for.
Really?
It was Derulo against Liam Payne.
Did you meet him?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He like showed me one of his like the move where you like slide, like do like a sideways move.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. Teach me that move, Derulo.
Did he?
And oh yeah, he broke it down for me. He like took me outside. He was like throwing water on the ground so I could like kick it up a little bit, like the Chris Brown video.
That's awesome.
Or whatever. None of that happened either. But good ass dude, solid ass dude.
Did you actually meet him though?
Yeah, I think I've met him. I'm pretty sure I've met him.
Oh, so you haven't? You don't meet Jason Derulo and forget about it?
I mean, he was.
Yeah, like, no, I think he might have. Talked to him once or twice.
Bro, you've obviously never worked in television, my bro. You obviously have never put in time on a network show.
Derulo's always walking through those doors.
Oh my god, it's
practically his second home.
All the fucking time.
Who
bro.
Was like the most famous person you met?
Puth, I guess. I don't know. Puth is like super TikTok famous. Puth was standing in a circle with all the Backstreet Boys talking about all the pussy he got. And it was
really?
I swear to God. It was like they were all just like standing there because like.
Does he pronounce it Puffy?
It's a Puthy. He just loves. He was drowning
in
so
Puthy. Much Puthy.
He was really, because they had a line where, like, they had the song, like, I want it that
way. Yeah.
And they had a line where it was
song.
Like, why won't you go away? And they were, like, practicing it all together. And he just, like, walked up to, like, the semicircle group. And, like, one of the first words out of his mouth was, like, yeah, like, I brought this, like, 10 back to my apartment
last night.
I was like, damn, bro, you're actually super famous. And you're still just, like, so insecure that you had to jam it down other people's throats that you're getting pooped. But that being said, that little scar he has on his eye.
You know, he's the person that came up with the I'm Hungies thing.
He did?
Yeah.
He was the original Hungie?
He's the I'm Hungies. The original tweet was when Charlie Puth is hungry, he tells his Uber driver, I'm Hungies.
And he came up with that?
Yeah, that was like the original.
Wait, so
that's
he's
like
the godfather of Singy too?
In a way, yeah.
And Numbies.
People are really using the Singy thing. I'm hearing it a lot, and I'm not getting much credit for it.
Because Charlie Puth started it.
Seen multiple occasions where Mr. Portnoy is using it.
Mr. Portnoy is?
Dave.
Well, Dave isn't Singy. I just saw a picture of him fucking
at least get throw
nuzzling
me a
his...
Maybe throw me a tag. I don't know.
Or at least have the GF tag you.
I know, right?
Not Singy. Doghouse meme. Fucking if he's going to be burying his neck in the fucking in the GF. People don't know that you were in the background of that picture on the PJ when it was you, Portnoy, his girlfriend. And you're more Singy than him.
I know, I was there.
Yeah, that was fucking classic shit.
I was all Ativan'd up though. I don't really remember it.
Yeah, wait, what? Ativan is that's a relax. That's
an
anti benzo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what you were on when we were flying out to Kansas City.
Yeah, during that crazy turbulence where you were geeking out.
You were geeking out.
Land this plane now.
No, Sash was. He had the highest register of scream that I'd ever heard. He was fucking.
You were in there when I talked about that on the Yak, and everyone was pissed at me. They were like, dude, like you're just going to go and talk about Roan like this when he's not even there to defend himself. Clearly he was at a moment of like, clearly he was in a moment of need.
Of vulnerability. That was the same flight where
that was a crazy flight though. I just remember like not being nervous at all. And then I look out the window and we're just in like a fucking tornado or some shit.
Yeah. Our plane was getting whipped around like it was going down a toilet bowl. Yeah. It was like going in.
Yeah. It was like Wizard of
tight
Oz.
Concentric circles.
It was like that scene in Wizard of Oz where the house gets swept up.
It was very much like that. Like we weren't going the direction that the plane was headed. Like the nose was going one way. We were going sideways.
They say the safest place during a tornado is the eye of the storm.
That's true.
Get
we tried to just
of that thing.
Fly in the eye. On that flight, too, like a guy got up to use the bathroom and I was so on edge that I thought that he was about to like hijack the plane. And so I got up in the aisle and like squared up with him. No one's taking this plane down with me on it.
Let me shake your hand.
Shake my hand. Shake my hand. People get so fucked up for flights. Like people are so scared that they just have to get shit faced and then just wind up having
it. It is crazy that like it's that like that people get that scared because like I am very scared of flying, but like when you really think about it and you like look into it more, like it really is like not dangerous at all.
I can't believe you're saying this because like
no, I had
four
like,
weeks
I had
ago
like
I
an like awakening.
You did?
Yeah.
Because you were scared as fuck.
I know.
But I was
not
brave
anymore.
And you were scared.
I'm not scared anymore because like I watched all these like it sounds crazy, but I watched all these documentaries on this Channel 5 Flights from Hell. And like even the planes, they'll be like quadruple engine failure and the plane still like safely lands at the airport.
Yeah, I think that a plane hasn't crashed from turbulence since like the 80s or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Turbulence ain't bringing it down.
No, no.
They got those big ass fucking engines.
I mean, I would never fly on one of those tiny ass planes though.
Well, the one, I mean, other than when you're on with Dave and his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's as small as I would go though.
Yeah, not, it's not a problem.
Also, if you get an offer to go on a plane with Portnoy, you take that off.
Right away.
Yeah.
What? Tell them how much Pink Whitney you guys drank on that fucking flight. You guys were just cracking like nips
Let's
of Pink
just say,
Whitney.
I was shitting pink for about a week after that.
That is one of the underrated features of Pink Whitney.
It turns
your like everything.
My was pissing pink. Cum was pink.
Dude, I don't remember what medicine it was, but I did have a medicine that gave my cum like a greenish hue. Like a mucusy hue to
when
it.
When I take Pepto-Bismol, it makes my mouth black. And I am swear
what?
To God. And it's not a very uncommon thing.
What?
Like my tongue turns legitimately jet black. I woke up and I was like, I think I have to go to the hospital.
I think we need to get you some Pepto-Bismol.
No, dude, it makes my breath smell and taste so bad. It's foul.
How is that possible?
Oh, and are you looking it up? I swear to God,
it seems
a thing.
That seems
I
like a
swear
lie.
Swear to God, it's a thing.
No offense.
Like my teeth had like black on them
from Pepto-Bismol. That's fucking nuts.
And I've taken it twice, and it's happened both times. Yeah, like that.
That? Okay, that's not pitch black, but it's still disgusting.
Mine was black.
It was blacker than that?
Way worse than that.
That's fucking foul.
And then I brushed my teeth, and I brushed it all away, and then it came back an hour later.
What?
Yeah.
So it was below the surface?
Below the surface.
Subcutaneous?
Oh!
No! Ew.
It looks like she swallowed black paint. That's what mine looked like.
Did you ever chew on like a pen and have it explode in your mouth?
No, no, no. But that happened to a kid that I sat across from in school, and I was like, what the fuck?
That happened to me, too.
To nurse.
Yeah, and it, but it, I mean, my...
That's what it looks like, yeah.
It looks exactly like that. It actually happened to me more than once in my life, and it's just like, oh, fuck. You taste that, like, spicy little... spicy blackness of ink in your mouth.
Ugh.
It's fucking foul.
That's the kind of thing that I think would make me sick. Like, did you, like, throw up after?
No, it was just foul. It was just disgusting. You just have to, like, rinse for a long ass time. My aunt used to tell my cousin when he was lying, when he was like a toddler, when he was lying, that if he lied, he'd have a black spot on his tongue.
Yeah, my aunt used to tell my cousins that when, if they got out of bed during night, that their toes would bleed.
What the fuck?
Parents do some weird shit.
I used to think
that's gotta be something you're just like super tired and you just like need to come up with something to get them in bed.
You'll fucking die if you get out of bed. If you say a fucking word, you'll die. So
even if there's an emergency,
try it. Test it. Test it. That's probably what Benoit did. Benoit was probably just fed up with his family. He was fed up with his kids breaking the rules. It's a wild. I mean, it's just a wild move to. I mean, but you can't just lie to kids. They just don't. They don't fucking know.
No, you can easily.
They truly don't know. I think that you'd be disturbed if you took whatever medicine I took and it made your cum green.
No, I don't really get disturbed by shit like that.
By green cum? You think that the black tongue would disturb you? And if you're
the black tongue is different because you can, like, that's in your mouth and you're tasting it.
Yeah, I don't understand how Pepto-Bismol can do that. It's so pink.
I'll literally look it up right now. It's definitely a thing.
I just need you to do it. I just need you to take some Peeb. Just next time you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, or diarrhea, just take some Pepto-Bismol and show me your mouth.
Oh, look, at black stool came up too.
Fucking. So PeptoBismol.com is actually saying this?
I'm on that too right now.
Bismuth? It's the bismuth that's doing it?
And when it combines with the sulfur that is naturally present in your mouth and digestive tract, this can sometimes result in a black tongue or black poop.
Dude, so you have extra...
It would be way funnier if they were like, or black shit.
You have a...
The amount of sulfur present in your body when you take
the... You have
the
too much sulfur.
Determines...
Shut up.
And to what extent you experience the black tongue and black shit.
You have a surplus of sulfur.
I must. What does that mean? Probably on my way out.
You definitely are. If you're not living, you're...
Time's ticking.
Dying.
Time's ticking.
The sulfur is found in a lot of foods, meat and poultry, especially ham, chicken, duck, turkey.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I'm a fucking machine.
Heart and liver. You've been eating duck?
No, but I'd be eating a lot of chicken.
Duck, liver, mousse, fish and seafood, most types of fish, shrimp, scallops, mussels, prawns. So it's in everything.
I've been eating chicken for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, and is this true? Has he been eating chicken for breakfast, lunch and dinner? No wonder you're getting so many fucking gains.
I know. I'm getting fucking jacked.
What are the fucking gains like, bro?
Dude, I'm just the strongest anyone has ever been in the entire time.
Are you 180? Shirt off.
No, I'm not.
Tarps off.
I'm like 173, probably.
Fuck. I'm down to 168, so you got me, bro.
I know. I'm way more jacked than you.
Well, I just...
I was deadlifting 225 for reps the other day, bro.
Yeah, but your form was...
No, my form was impeccable.
You were hunching your back like you're doing cat-cow.
My back was as straight as an arrow. My back was like Frank the Tank's back when I was playing Oculus.
Frank the Tank's back is so fucking straight.
It's insane.
I hope people know that. It could not be any more straight. It's as straight as like a fucking military drill sergeant. Those dudes are always super straight, right? Well, they're gay on the low. They're not
military
straight.
Dudes are all gay.
Yeah, military. I got it confused. They're all gay. I was thinking they're all straight. Military dudes. If you're in the military, it's like our Zero Blog 30 podcast, which is really just a subsidiary of Out and About. Those dudes are all just so gay.
Like, it's not... I don't blame them. Like, they are out... They're out at sea
I understand
years.
Why they choose to be gay.
Yeah, they're out at sea for years, and then they gotta be...
And there's no...
They gotta switch
no
shit
broads,
up a little bit.
Or there's, like, so few broads that it, like, behooves you to be gay.
Yeah.
It's dope if you're out in the high seas sucking dick.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta get your dick sucked and you gotta suck some dick sometimes. It doesn't matter who it's coming from as long as it's getting done.
Yeah, that's... I know the drill sergeants are probably on that shit. They're just like...
Why wouldn't they
those
be?
Those are the drills. They just have you...
Drop down in 69, son! After Hell Week, something's gotta ease the tension.
I need you sucking this dick stat, boy. Get over here and suck on this cock.
It's crazy because the military could do that and then just no one would ever get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
The military's fucked. Should we talk conflict in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Or did we already talk? We talked about that a bit last episode.
We talked about it from one side, but I think that it's best that we present both sides.
Yeah, probably.
We are bombing the fuck out of the Middle East with drones to cover up our own latent homosexuality. Maybe they won't realize we're gay if we just bomb some of these kids. They won't know. Just bomb some more kids. Just got caught giving a hand job to my sergeant major. Let's kill some kids.
Let's blow up this village.
Yeah, it's the only way. I completely get it. It's you have to do something that's bigger
something has to get done.
Yeah. Honestly.
Either get or you get got.
That's why these NFL players are ruining it by coming out. Because it's just going to make it so normal that everyone will be okay with the fact that the military is gay and they'll start focusing on the fucking the innocents that they're killing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's going to fuck the game up.
That the ESPN headline that was like, or I think KFC talked about this on the rundown, but he was like, the headline that's like, who was the guy that came out?
Carl Nassib.
Carl Nassib is the first ever gay NFL player.
What did they say? Actively gay?
Is the only, or yeah, something.
They made it seem like it was.
Like he's the only ever gay NFL player.
They made it seem like he was actively gay. Like there's other dudes who are gay, but they just like haven't activated their gayness. Like they have that, like they just have to flip the switch and like turn it on and start being gay.
They just
gay.
Need to get a couple more tackles or something. I don't know. a certain amount of yards when you just achieve gayness.
It's a fact. It's like a player card that you can unlock. Rush for 2,000 yards and unlock gay. It is a watershed moment. There's no gay podcasters is the problem.
There's a ton of gay podcasters.
What? Are you serious?
Pat from Barstool.
Oh, that's true.
He's gay.
He was on Talking Today.
Was he really?
Yes. Big time, bro. You don't listen?
No,
wow,
but
it sounds
I did,
like you're part of the problem.
But I did see that the Roan episode was pulling in some serious numbers.
I mean,
from rap battler to
class clown. You're a class clown.
In this episode of Token, Roan describes the adventure of rap battling to a podcast with Lil Sax.
So what is a rap battle? Yeah. I'm getting pretty good at explaining what it is.
Are you going to get back into the game at all?
I would like to, but it's like, who should I rap battle? You know
Why,
what I mean?
Are you just that big in the scene that like you're too good to rap battle any of those small guys?
Not really, but it's like, I want to have something to say to someone. Like this last dude that I battled, like I knew so much about him.
Yeah, I watched that.
I knew all the specifics about his life. Like I knew the things he had done wrong. I like had followed his trajectory. Yeah. People wanted it to happen for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's like I just want there to be like something to write about. Like I don't want to just be like making up random pop culture reference lines or whatever. Yeah. But maybe I should do that. I want to do more compliment battle stuff. I want to do like something about like the nicest rapper.
Yeah.
And just go around the world and like do compliment battles against.
Yeah, those were hilarious.
Nice ass fucking rappers. You know what was a fucking good ass rap battle? You against Beck.
What?
You against Noah Beck.
Noah Beck? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do you not know who Noah Beck is?
I tagged you in that and you didn't even look at it.
And because I didn't see it.
Yeah. Right.
Do you think that I would
You
think that I would throw a fucking wayward shot at the king of New York?
What was the line?
Noah Neck.
Oh yeah, Noah Beck. More like Noah Neck. I hate you, Noah Beck.
And he saw that too, right?
It was a bar.
He saw it, right?
No, I don't think he saw that.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Did he?
All the Sway Boys are fucking in the SAS fucking universe.
They do love me.
They're in
those
your
are
cinematic
my boys.
Not what you said. That's not what you said last episode. You said I fucking hate those kids.
Speaking
and
of which, Michael Gruen wants to come on the pod.
You saw that, Owen? Gruey.
Because my assistant tagged him in a tweet and said, funniest part of the episode is when you guys said that Michael Gruen had to fuck Josh Richards to be his manager.
And it turns out that they
he was like, yo, let me on the fucking pod, bro. That's not fucking true. Dude, oh, come on. I didn't fuck anyone, dude.
I don't think he said it wasn't true. I think that he just wanted to set the story straight. Yeah. So there's actually a lot.
Like, he did not deny it anyway.
Well, Hollywood's all fuck for play.
Yeah, there's a very, very high chance that he did actually fuck Josh Richards to be his manager.
No, I thought that Dave fucked Gruen to have Josh on the pod.
Oh, yeah. But was that what it was?
I think that both could have happened.
I think it was a three. Like, everyone was getting
sucked. If you want to make something happen with Sway House or with Barstool,
you got to fuck.
You got to fuck Gruen.
Yeah.
That's what it was, because
you got to pay the troll. You got to pay this. You got to pay the troll toll to get in this boy's hole.
Right, exactly. And the troll toll is Gruen. Yeah, he'll set up
Josh. You have to fuck Gruen first, so Gruen can see if that's like if that dick is good for Josh.
Up to the standards. Yeah. If it's good enough.
Like, yo, that dick's not up. That's not quality dick, and Josh only accepts quality.
He'll just send you back. It's like an American Idol judge who will be like, just come back next season, work on it all year, just get your shit straight, and then you'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
So
shave those pubes a little bit.
Or just
take care of yourself.
Respect yourself a little bit, because
you can just come in here and fuck Josh.
You're a cub right now. We need a lion. We need a lioness. We need someone who's just. And I think that's probably what he wanted to clarify, Gruen. So we need to get him on.
I tried to be in the Sway House a while ago, and they didn't let me in. They said I needed to lose weight. They wanted me to take my shirt off in the interview, and I was like, I can't. And they were like, just take your fucking shirt off, dude. And I was like, I really don't want to.
It was a body.
I started tearing up. I really don't want to. and they were like, take it off.
And like, in retrospect, it was like, you could just leave, but like, you just.
And that was like Bryce and Griffin.
Was Tio there?
No, Tio wasn't there. And then Noah's more of like the nice guy. He came over to me after, and he was like, dude, like. He's like, those guys don't know what they're talking about. Like, you're great. Like, you've got the moves. We just need you to, like...
And he, like, tussled your hair, right? He, like, rubbed the top of your head.
He's like, we just need you to get down to, like, a healthy 100 pounds. Just get down to a nice, because
all those dudes
100.
are between, like, 90 and 110.
Yeah, he's like, what are you, 170? He's like, dude, just lose 70 pounds. It's not that hard.
Because what, like, your only other option if you're trying to get in is you lose the weight or you brawl with Bryce.
Yeah.
You fight Bryce in the driveway.
And you have to pay 10 mil just to fight Bryce, which is crazy.
And you're not.
But it's worth it in the long
run
if you get in, if you beat Bryce's ass.
But you're not going to beat him. That's why he's 40-0.
Yeah, he's a real street fighter, and he's been in 40 fights.
He just doesn't want anyone to get into the house.
No.
And I think, but I just think that Gruen.
I mean, you got denied from the house too, didn't you?
By Gruen. Yeah. And that's why we need to have his ass out here. Like, we need to. It's all happening. It's all happening very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it's manifesting.
Pod has been out for less than a week, and we've already got Gruen on.
And, you know, do you see who else was in the cinematic universe of Son of a Boy Dad?
Caleb?
Well, I didn't even, I wasn't even going to say that, but Caleb, too. Caleb's going to be back this week. Maybe we sprinkle a little Caleb
in. Yeah, we're
going
to sprinkle a little Caleb in.
Sprinkle some Caleb in. Maybe he could talk to you about the pitfalls of doing content with me.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them. Let's just say.
I work too hard. I expect too much from those around me.
I give and give and give. Haven't I given enough to this company?
No, what were you going to say? Who else was in the.
V.
Who's V? Oh, Gary V. Yeah, I did see that. That was crazy.
Yeah, Gary V is like, he'll definitely come on.
Yeah, we need him on. Does he follow you?
I don't know, but he's trying to fuck.
Yeah, he is trying to fuck.
There was a picture of a kid, and I said that this is what would happen if I fucked Gary V. And yesterday he responded with, he agrees with that sentiment, and he's also down if I'm down to fuck.
That is classic V.
We need to have Gruen on first. So Gary V can fuck Gruen to get to me.
Yeah, that is true. I do feel like Gruen and Gary V could be interesting. But
oh
then
my God.
At that point, we're just like a business podcast.
But it is like
ranting about how you have to take a cold shower every morning.
But like, what about an episode about just like how to make $1 billion with Gary V and Michael Gruen?
That would be awesome.
Two billionaires.
Yeah.
They don't have $1 billion, but they're both like, I count them as billionaires.
Yeah. Is Gruen's pretty rich, right?
Oh yeah, he definitely has at least like $100,000.
No, that guy must be rich as fuck.
All the brand deals that he's setting up. He definitely has some apps in beta right now.
No, oh, that's what they love. They're always like, we're not TikTokers. We're fucking entrepreneurs, dude. Entrepreneurs.
And
everything that they launch fails horribly. Like Annie Energy.
Was that one of their new drinks?
No one has ever drank that, ever.
But I think that the people just want an energy drink. Like my friends who were in pyramid schemes in high school, they were just selling energy drinks. Yeah. Like
I just don't get, they're already rich as fuck. Like, just keep doing your shirtless little videos. Like, you're going to be a millionaire until you're dead, no matter what. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, you know, this has always been a lifelong dream of mine to be famous. Now let's do energy drinks. Because that was also, no one's ever been sitting in the room and be like, dude, I need to start an energy drink.
But the writing is on the wall for some of these people. Like, I was talking to someone this past weekend, Pat, shout out Pat, just doing the little flick of the tongue between the fingers, eating pussy motion.
Classic.
Even more ironic.
Eating ass. Gay.
Yeah, eating ass, probably.
He was eating ass.
I found out this past weekend that mathematicians, there's a sweet spot for prodigious mathematicians.
Yeah.
That you have to be young, mm-hmm. because the synapses in your brain close when you're able to do experimental math that actually thinks outside the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely the same for these fucking TikTokers. Like, you have to be a sweet spot in age to have the right body composition, to be right in that 105 pound range, to be able to hit the dances and have the bangs in the right way. The writing is on the wall for these motherfuckers, and that's why they're trying to at least work on becoming moguls in the background, because they can't be mathematicians forever.
You think that they're some of them are old, but Josh is 19, right?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I think he's not 20 now?
No, I think he just turned 19 recently.
Oh, for real?
There's no way that Josh is it's definitely Gruen. There's no way that they're Josh and Bryce are dude, we should totally start an energy drink together. It's definitely Gruen's I'm fat and, no, it has nothing to do with it.
Gruen, you're not fat. You're not fat.
Gruen's a slim guy. It's definitely more
it's glandular, you piece of shit.
It's definitely more he is a money hungry guy.
And you call him hungry? Because that's not funny either. It's glandular. He probably eats less than you.
Probably, if he's on that fucking Bryce Hall diet.
Yeah, yuck it up. They eat their meals together, okay? And he smokes cigarettes, which are an appetite suppressant. Learn one thing about Gruen one time for me. That's literally all that I ask. All
right, that's my bad. That's my bad. I got off track there.
I interrupted you, though, as you were...
I don't even remember what I was going to say. I just started dripping sweat.
Yeah, because you're probably...
We're chopping that part?
No way. What? That's the ethos of the show. We're not chopping anything.
We're going to throw a nice beep over that. No one will know.
Gruen is beep.
We
can say anything about him.
Last night I was on Reddit for 2 hours just trying to write funny troll posts.
I saw the one you wrote.
The cigarettes one?
It was funny.
You read the beer one? That one was really funny. That one was way better.
The beer, it was beer. I thought you wrote about beer in a cigarettes group or something like that. I don't fucking know.
No, I wrote one of your posts. A cigarettes one about cigarettes. No, he doesn't have to read it. It's way too long.
No, I'll read it. You want me to read it out loud?
Sure, yeah.
The entire thing?
For sure.
Stop me when you get bored.
You're not going to get bored. It's really fucking good.
I'm addicted to beer.
Wait, keep in mind, this is in Reddit r/beer.
You trolling last night, bro?
I was trolling, and I had fun doing it, too.
Shut up, you dog. You're probably pissing people off for real.
No, I that one got taken down within seconds.
People take their Reddit communities...
I know the moderator shut it down.
Very seriously. Reddit might be the most serious... Social media?
Yeah.
People are dead serious about their Reddit.
Don't fuck around on Reddit.
They don't let bullshit in on their Reddit. I think it's safe to say that it's been about a year since I became a beeraholic, someone who's addicted to beer. This is the first time I've ever told any about it, so here it goes. I'm 20 years old and I'm a full-on beeraholic, which is hard to believe considering I've never actually had a single sip of beer. But I am. I know I am. I grew up in a very religious, very follow-the-rules type home, and for those reasons, I never got around to the whole underage drinking thing. You see, my addiction has always been strictly psychological. Bud Light has always been my favorite beer. I think it has something to do with the flashy blue cans. Those cans are flashy as fuck, bro. You see a Bud Light can and you just want it. I find them quite intriguing. I love them. I'm fascinated by them. I'm addicted to them. However, I've never actually had a sip of them. I say around 30 to 40% of my day is spent staring directly at the 12-pack of flashy Bud Light cans that rest on my desk completely untouched. When I'm not looking at them, I'm thinking about them. I constantly fantasize about the taste and what I imagine it must be like to take a gulp out of one of those beautiful cans. Is it fruity? Is it salty? What's the texture like? Thick? Watery? Are just a few of the questions I ask myself. But to be completely honest, I have absolutely no idea. I honestly think that's what keeps me coming back for more. The curiosity is a big factor in what fuels my addiction. Now you might be asking, why are you telling us about this? It doesn't sound like you're an actual addict. It just sounds like you have some sort of weird obsession. Well, the truth is, although it's not your typical alcohol addiction, it's still fully ruining my life. Something to consider that I constantly think about every day is the day that I will enjoy my first beer. It will be April 5th, 2022. That's the date I turn 21. I'm rooted for you to get this first beer out. In my head, I imagine I will go to the bar with the guys. We'll all order some ice cold Bud Lights. However, my biggest fear is this magical scenario is that I won't have any guys to go with. I quite literally have zero friends. All the friends I have in the past have completely abandoned me. Anytime I'm close to making a new friend, I believe they're instantly turned off when I ask them to come over and look at my beer collection, most likely because they have a smaller collection than I do. As a 20-year-old guy, things can be very competitive. When a friend comes over and we look at my beer collection for even just a quick 45 minutes, they instantly want to leave. Why? Because they don't have what I am.
What I have.
What I have. They're jealous. I have a lot of beers, and I'm constantly craving more. I really am at a loss for words because I don't know what to do. Please give up. Do I give up beer cold turkey, or do I say, fuck friends, and continue to watch my life go down the drain as a beeraholic? Please let me know what you think. What fucking made you do that?
I have no idea.
What made you just want to fuck with beer people? Do you know anybody who's like seriously into beer?
Yeah.
Because they're hilarious. People who are like, I feel like it's like an older guy move, like you're like a craft beer guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like trying all different types of beer.
Guy with like a beard and like a black shirt on that's too small, yeah. And like a Jeff cap or whatever, like a true beer snob.
Yeah.
That's definitely what that group is for, true beer snobs.
No, it is. That's like what it is. It's all people who like brew their own beer and shit like that.
And they definitely love like...
And I posted that and the first comment was like, is this satire? And then it just got taken down.
Because it's not satire.
No, because it's fucking real.
It's dead fucking serious.
I don't know why they, like, I don't know what, it didn't break any of the rules. Like, I guess it was like a shit post. So, like.
You don't make fun of beer. Not on this page.
I thought it was great.
There was definitely people who were furious about it.
Oh, totally.
I know people who run. Like, I have a friend's older brother who runs an Instagram account where he just takes pictures of labels of beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just labels of beer.
That's like a very, like, 2014 Instagram type thing.
You, like, love bacon.
Yeah.
And taking pictures of beer
every day.
Epic bacon time.
Yeah.
Epic bacon and beer meal. Those guys are fucking sick.
Like, you could do that with anything. Like, it could just be, like, cameras of the day. And then they just post a different camera every day, and that account would have like a million followers.
We are actually super pussy for not having a million followers on any account because there's so many people that have millions of followers on tons of accounts. We are like, we're bad at this.
Yeah, I mean, it'll come eventually, one day.
The Millie? The Richard Millie?
I'm not too worried about it.
We just need
Alex Cooper to name drop us on her podcast, which she should after we gave her that beautiful departure speech.
That sign off, that send off. I know.
Doesn't get much better than that.
I know.
I heard she cried too. She actually sent me a selfie crying and she was like mood AF. She was like mood AF after listening to the last episode of Son of a Boy Dad.
On Snapchat?
No. Yeah, it was on Snapchat, actually.
That's love.
Yeah.
Oh, it's screenshotted, but she'd be pissed.
I know. I didn't want to expose her like that.
She would get so fucking mad. We were ahead of her in the comedy rankings all
oh,
week.
Yeah.
And then we just bumped her back up, so she's double indebted to us that we just slipped down to 10. And
I think she was salty about that.
Definitely, yeah. She was salty about that.
Yeah, because I hit her up and I was like, did you see the, I was kind of just trying to be like buddy, buddy. I was like, you see the rankings? LOL. Just iced red.
No way. She left you on red?
Yeah.
She's a bitch like that, but that's why I love her. Like, don't you, like, sometimes you like wish people would be more of a bitch. And then, like, that's why I'm thankful that Father Coop is just like actually the bitch to us that like you want her to be.
Totally.
It's like when you meet a hero, you want them to be the person that you like always thought they were.
Yeah. And she is.
Like when I met Puth. It's like you wanted him to be a pussy hound.
Oh yeah.
You
want
Charlie Puth to be a pussy hound.
Yeah.
We should
Do you though?
Definitely.
Yeah, I guess.
If we get to 25,000 followers on Twitter next week, we both have to shave a Charlie Puth scar into our eyebrows.
Yeah, I would do that.
Just a straight up and down scar.
Yeah, I'd do that.
For Puth? Oh, and you might just have to
definitely
do it.
Definitely doesn't have anything to do with the 25K. It only has to do with the Puth.
Just getting Puthy.
Yeah.
Let's have Puth on. If we're able to just speak things into existence, let's get Puth
on. We've already got a lot of big guests lined up. We've got Puth, Sheehan, Swift isn't confirmed yet, is she?
No, but we're talking to her publicist, yeah. But it's just like with her new music releases, it's just tough with her because she's about to be touring and everything like that.
She's hard to get in touch with.
Harlow.
I love that guy.
Salute to you, Harlow. Shout out,
friend
bro.
Of the pod.
What's poppin'?
Super good friend,
Leroy.
Like brother.
Leroy might come on, he said.
Leroy.
Look, there you go. Can't
right.
Mike a wife out of a hoy.
What time is it, 5:30?
They'll all be on. All the gentlemen will be on. Are you saying that we should call it? Should we
wrap it up?
We'll wrap it up. Chicken Fry might come on, she said. Let us know what pod crossovers you want, because we'll also get some crossovers going in here. I'm talking a Yak crossover, perhaps.
Yeah, Yak crossover would be awesome. We were thinking about doing... Big Cat said he wanted to try that out.
Big Cat? So maybe we could even have Big Cat on his own without the rest of the Yak?
Without those other stragglers?
Stray Cats?
We could do that. I think having KB and Nick on will be fun, too. Because, I mean, those guys are just fucking great.
Dude, they fucking are. I mean,
we might have Caleb on.
Yes.
He makes his return
Caleb
to
Press.
For a day.
Have you ever talked to Caleb?
Yeah.
One-on-one?
Yeah, we did the beer games together.
But did you talk to him? Did you have like a one-on-one convo with him?
Bro, he was you're talking about my coach right now.
Well, did he ever like bless you with any knowledge about the content game?
I don't think so, no.
Try to get a video to 20 milli. Talk to Caleb, brother.
Yeah?
He'll get you to 20 milli real fast.
All right.
20 milli on the tube.
Well, maybe we'll have him on, have him bless us with some info.
On how to get to 20 milli?
Yeah.
The road to 20 milli?
Yeah.
They're never going to give us 20 milli.
No.
Unless Caleb unlocks some shit.
Let's gaslight all of our subs into thinking that we won't get to 20 milli. You guys will never give us 20 million. We don't deserve it. We're not funny enough for you guys.
You guys are the best, but we just wish we could live up to your super high expectations.
Because I know you guys want us to get to 20 million, but it's just we never will.
We just won't, but thank you for 15. Thank you for 15K.
Yeah.
Or thank you for 14.5K.
No, we're at 15.
We're at 15?
Yeah.
Thank you for 15.
Come on. You didn't have those up when me and Owen were spraying champagne all over our apartment when we hit it.
You were?
What? Yeah, we had 15K balloons. 15! The sky's the fucking limit! This is just the beginning!
You soaped up the floor and we're just sliding back and forth on the floor, just sliding all the way down the hallway.
It was like Wolf of Wall Street. 15K in 6 fucking days!
Oh, 15K. Fuck yes, bro. We need compilations. Like, we need a fucking thunderous compilation.
Yeah.
Cuts music. New pod alert.
I want like a TikTok dancer right over here just dancing the whole time. Just doing us a little dance.
Yes, bro. Yes. Someone serving.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, we need someone serving. Have you noticed that this summer in New York? People are just serving.
I know.
Anywhere you go. Everybody has serious main character energy.
Serve.
Yes, dude. People are serving.
Yeah, I want just a bunch of like Sports Illustrated swimsuit models filled in this room.
Yes, all of them serving looks. Yeah, I need them serving looks. Main character energy. I want no parts, but maybe I do. Maybe I do want parts. I want all parts, actually.
No, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can we serve this summer?
Let's serve.
It's going to be a fucking vibe in New York this summer. People are walking around serving everywhere.
It's
showing
hot
a
boy
little
summer.
Hip, showing a little shoulder.
Speaking of white boy summer, that really died out quick.
I know. Should we try and get Hayes on? I heard he's going to be in the office.
Yeah, I heard he clocks him. He charges about 10K every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He'd run us up about 60K for one appearance.
Because we're long-winded. We would want him on the whole time.
Oh, yeah. We'd want him on for like 2 or 3 hours, too.
But
like, we want to pick his brain.
Yeah. Oh, get to the bottom of it. Yeah. What makes you tick?
Yeah.
What makes you... What's Jamaica
Tom
like? What's it like just being with Tom and Rita like at dinner, just eating brussies? Yeah.
So, Forrest Gump, do you hate it or do you love it?
Is life actually like chocolate, or was that just like a line in the movie that's just like funny? Because it is funny, but was Tom Hanks actually that fast? Did his mom in the movie have AIDS and everything? Have you seen Gump?
Of course.
Of course.
The classic.
Put me onto a movie, bro. Give me some homework.
Jeez.
I've had so many people recommending books this past week, listeners of this pod. So many of the...
I had some kid asking me if I'd ever seen Catcher, or if I've ever read Catcher in the Rye like 100 times.
And have you?
Like a really long time ago. And I probably barely read it.
Fuck.
Fucking skimmed that shit. Fucking skimmed it.
Fuck. Read the Cliff Notes. Spark Notes.
Shit was decent.
It was decent.
Cliffies were not bad.
Got Sparkies. The gist from the Sparkies.
The Sparkies were not bad.
I used to read shakes on the Sparkies. But we need to have a group. We need to name our. We need to name our people.
You want to get like a little.
Oh, like the Monster Swifties.
The fan club
type of shit.
Let's call them the Sons of Sam.
Is that what the soccer group is?
The Sons of Sam is like a cult.
But isn't it Isn't that? I thought that the Sons of Sam were also like what the U.S. soccer fans call themselves.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, you're right, I think. I think you are right about that.
But the Son of Sam is a killer, too.
Yeah, no, it's a cult.
Fuck.
So you haven't seen the documentary, clearly.
I mean, I watched Zodiac, the movie, Gyllenhaal, Fincher.
That movie was ass. That movie was ass. Have you seen Prisoners with Gyllenhaal?
Akira? No, I haven't seen it.
That is a good movie.
Okay.
Watch that.
That's my homework.
Yeah.
Who's your okay. Yeah, I like that. That's my homework.
Yeah.
And yours is 48 Laws of Power.
All right, I'll watch it.
No, it's a book.
Oh. Well, yours sounds a little more enjoyable than mine.
All right, but I didn't ask for something enjoyable.
I don't want to read fucking 48 Laws of Power.
It's like a prison book. It's a book you read in prison.
All right, yours. I changed yours. Yours is now The Art of the Deal.
I've read that. Give me something new.
Of course you have. You're a businessman.
I'm a true businessman. Did you see that? You see that tweet that's going viral of a guy, someone walking in there like, this is my little brother's bedroom. And it's a Trump 2024.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious. And then the
POV as I enter my 16-year-old stepbrother's room. Trump 2024, take America back. Jesus is king, flag.
Yeah.
A flag that says Jesus is king. Saturdays are for the boys, flag. And I have a dream, Martin Luther King poster.
Someone was like really sending me mixed signals here.
Everyone keeps on
How
being
many likes
like,
does that have?
Huh?
How many likes does that have?
18K.
Oh, nice. Because I liked it when I was at like 200.
Really?
We call it the sass bump.
Yeah. I mean, once people say liked by, people see liked by little sass.
They're like, oh, this is a banger.
But everyone keeps on being like, I would need to sit my little bro down if this is what he had in his room. Little bro, MLK? Come on, little bro.
If you're that, if you're six, like when you're like in high school, your political opinions could not be like worse. Like I remember just being like, well, financially, I'm a conservative, but
socially, yeah. I'm a lib.
You just had no one has any idea what that means.
Yeah, it
you
just
have
sounds
no
good.
Idea what that means.
I don't
means.
Want them to be spending my parents' tax yeah. money on anything.
Well, but I don't believe with Biden's tax plans at all. It's like you're 13.
You're like wearing a suit and a briefcase yeah. walking around.
You just go
around.
With whatever your whatever either one of your friends says or what your parents say.
Yeah, people don't. People do not know.
No.
But it is also hilarious that Martin Luther King is sprinkled in there. Did you ever used to like Google Martin Luther King and like the first thing, like the, I don't know how they mastered the SEO of this, but like the first thing that came up was a webpage about like how awful of a dude Martin Luther King was.
No, I don't
it's
remember
just
that
like,
at all.
He like cheated on his wife and like here's oh, like yeah. Like here's like a recording of him cheating and like all like the bad shit that
yeah.
like, someone had like a serious vendetta against Martin Luther King.
Well, there was probably someone that was like a piece of shit.
Who Martin Luther King was?
No, whoever made it.
No.
No, bro. Just, Martin Luther King's not a fucking piece of shit, dude. He's a fucking good guy.
It's just the fact that they like worked hard enough to make it no, go to the no, top yeah. of the algorithm is just incredible work by whoever they are, because it's kind of got me believing that MLK is a piece of shit, bro. I'm going to need to hear some more evidence, because the first website
dude,
I went
he
to
was the fucking goat. He had a fucking dream, dude.
We also need merch, and that kind of sounds like a fucking merch. MLK was the goat. MLK equals goat, just like an emoji of a goat. like a really nice drawing of him. Or like blankets, like a blanket that said MLK yeah. was the goat
yeah.
would be fucking fire.
Or like a coat. MLK was the coat. Coolest of all time.
But it's actually
but it says
on,
it on a coat.
On like a varsity
that would
jacket.
Be some like that would be some like Balenciaga shit, and then it would sell for like $18,000 a piece.
Why can't we? I mean, we need to start getting into exclusive drops
I
for
know,
the pod
I know.
Where it's like there's 200 of these and they sell out.
The episode? 200 of the episode?
I mean, I was thinking of merch, but like episodes.
The episode wouldn't be a bad idea. We're trying to juice you guys for as much money as we can.
Because it's not going to go to us, but
oh, it's
all
going
the
to us.
Fucking,
we're going to find a way to get it to us.
Well, the Patreon.
Oh, but yeah.
All
yeah
the
don't tell anyone. Don't tell any of the higher-ups about that. That
yeah,
thing is
please.
Up and running.
Keep that between us. But
and
the
we
fucking,
are pulling in money.
We are yanking in money. It's fucking unreal.
We're going to catch after this. Going to get some steaks
yeah.
and bottle service.
Yeah, we're going to catch steak, obviously.
Sorry, Bouncer, I'm not 21, but I am rich as fuck. Does that change anything?
Do these Patreon metrics do anything yeah. for your liking, sir? Think about that. Extrapolate yeah. that. If that's in the first month, imagine what we're going to do over a year. Okay, now can we get a primo table here? Now can we woof down the Bronzino? But yeah, MLK equals the GOAT. Limited edition shirts should be on sale. Should be on sale soon.
Yeah, definitely.
So
they'll be out by the time you're listening to this. They probably already will if it's sold out, honestly.
And if you do graphic design, definitely submit your MLK equals the GOAT designs yeah. And whatever the best one is, we'll have our own shirts, but we'll just know that you sent in a good one.
Yeah.
And shout out MLK.
Shout out MLK.
Happy belated Juneteenth as well.
Happy belated Juneteenth.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.